The views expressed in our Chop Talk podcast are those of the individual participants only and do not necessarily express the views of the Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity or its chapters or members. Our Chop Talk podcasts are intended to be as open and honest with our members as possible, but we acknowledge that certain topics may be sensitive, graphic, or emotionally challenging. Please use your own discretion to avoid any material that you may find potentially painful or difficult.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good. It feels like kind of like trying to figure out how to ride a bike again.
Why is that?
We haven't really recorded a podcast in a few weeks, so I feel a little rusty.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes today. But to talk about our topic, Jaron walked in again this morning, as he always does. Mm-hmm. He was wearing a shirt, but you know those like heart candies?
Oh, yeah.
For like Valentine's Day,
the ones
they stopped making and they don't taste as good anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was wearing one of those and it said the number one on it, and it was just a heart. A little confused at first. I was trying to figure out what he was going for.
Do you think it could be like a thing one, thing two?
That is totally possible. I don't know. But once I looked at what we were talking about today and did some research, we're talking about One Love. Get it?
Aww.
Yeah.
Jaron.
I know. It's so sweet.
What can I say?
So we're talking about our partnership with One Love today. We're joined by Annie, who is our representative from that organization, who's really going to give us some information, some background, and really help us understand why are we going through with this partnership and what does One Love do?
Mm-hmm. It's an awesome conversation.
I
am so excited.
I am too. And so you want to jump into it?
Of course.
Let's do it. All right. Welcome back to the Chop Talk podcast. As I've mentioned before, we're talking about One Love today.
I know. So exciting.
It's very exciting. I think this is going to be such a great partnership for Lambda Chi Alpha. I could probably talk about this for a few hours, but I don't think anyone will listen to this podcast. So I'm going to let Lindsay do our quick introduction of our special guest today, and then we can jump into the content.
Yeah. So today we have Annie Forrest here. So she manages One Love's national partnerships with community-based organizations, as well as expansion in the state of Florida and policy-related efforts advocating for the inclusion of health-based relationship education. So welcome, Annie.
Thank you for having me. Very happy to be here and to launch this partnership with Lambda Chi Alpha.
Yeah, we're super excited. So is there anything else that you wanted to add to that bio that we maybe, you know, didn't get to?
Sure. I would add that I'm a former national headquarters staff member from Sigma Kappa. I traveled as a consultant a few years ago with different sorority chapters across the country, meaning that I'm also a sorority woman. I went to the University of Virginia, graduated in 2015, where I studied psychology and women, gender, and sexuality, which have a direct impact into the work that One Love does today.
Good. I'm glad to hear that you're a sorority woman. You can kind of relate to us on a bunch of different levels.
Yeah. And fun fact as well, Annie and I have met in a previous life. I'm almost positive we did a skills training between both organizations at one point when I was traveling as a consultant as well. And I'm pretty sure we made a connection there at some point. So it was really cool to see kind of the connection after that with this now partnership.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
Yes. Full circle, right?
Yeah. So I guess I want to jump into the topic. There's a lot of information to cover. Lindsay, where do you think we should begin with all of this information?
I mean, I think we should start from the beginning. Annie, let's just talk about what One Love is. What's the history behind this organization that, I mean, we're going to be working with?
Absolutely. So the One Love Foundation was founded originally back in 2010. It was founded after a young woman named Yardley Love, who was a senior at the University of Virginia. She was not only a member of the women's lacrosse team there, but she herself was a sorority woman. She was a member of Kappa Alpha Theta. And 3 weeks before her college graduation, she was killed by her ex-boyfriend, who was a member of the men's lacrosse team. Her family at the time, they thought this was a standalone incident. They didn't think anyone could have seen what happened to Yardley coming. But the reality of the situation is that there were many red flags in Yardley's relationship that people around her saw. So her sorority sisters, fraternity men that she hung out with, members of both the men's and women's lacrosse teams, everyone saw these red flags. They just didn't understand what they meant. And it wasn't until the trial a couple years later in 2012 that her family started piecing together all of these red flags. They were hearing from people on the stand at the trial, And they realized, oh my gosh, you know, Yardley had been in an abusive relationship. Everyone saw these things. And like I said before, they just didn't understand what they were seeing. So her family huddled together and they thought, what could we do to contribute to this space of relationship health and talk to young people in a language that is actually relatable to them, that would be a bridge between when they see these red flags and accessing resources that are out there. There were so many resources on her campus and in the Charlottesville community that Yardley could have accessed. But there was no linkage between what was happening in her relationship and those resources. They decided that the medium of film would be an incredibly powerful way to connect to young people, and it started developing different educational tools that hinge on this idea that if you watch something and you have a sort of personal emotional reaction to it because you realize how this is relevant to your life, and then sit around with a group of your peers and just talk about it. Talk about healthy, unhealthy relationship behaviors. Talk about how to help a friend. Then a lot of these situations can hopefully be prevented in the future. And that is exactly what we do. We have trained over 22,000 people as facilitators of these workshops and reached over 950,000 people through in-person workshops over the last 5 years. And we know that with this partnership with Lambda Chi, we'll be able to reach an additional 10,000 people through your membership. And why that's so important is because Lambda Chi Alpha members are men, and we have to bring men to the table when we talk about relationship health, which I know is something we'll probably get into a little bit more as this podcast continues.
Thank you for that. And I think one of the biggest takeaways I had when we originally talked about this partnership and just listening to hearing the background of why One Love was created and all of these different aspects, the one thing that I think is the foundation is having a good relationship with another person, right? Like male or female, whatever it is, like you're trying to establish this healthy, successful relationship. And I think, and I could be jumping ahead a little bit here, but I think one of the big things is, I think the foundational piece of our membership is having that bond between two brothers, right? And that needs to be a healthy relationship before you can go outward and start experiencing relationships with another individual that could be more of a romantic relationship. And you really need to create that bond between men first. And so I think this partnership with One Love is so great because not only are we going to teach our men how to have those good romantic external relationships, but also how we can teach them to build a better bond between them and another male.
I was just going to say, like, relationships, I feel like when that word comes up, people always just think, like, you know, romantic relationships, because mm-hmm. I feel like no one ever describes their friendship as a relationship. Mm-hmm. And it totally goes to what you're saying. I mean, like, these brothers need to have healthy relationships with one another, because it really is building the foundation of the relationships for the rest of their life.
Yeah, and pardon my language here, but if you treat your brother like shit, any other relationship you have, I imagine it's going to follow that same trend. Mm-hmm. And so if we can't get that just bond between two brothers right, we're not setting our men up for success. And I think that's one of the pieces that we'd be missing.
Yeah. So kind of following that, you know, setting our men up for success, Annie, can you kind of speak to what this partnership is going to do in order to reach that goal?
Yes, I can speak to that, but I also want to speak to your earlier points about the foundation of relationships. And when we talk about relationships, you're right, we're not just talking about dating romantic relationships. We're also talking about friendships and relationships between members, family dynamics, even roommate dynamics. Mm-hmm. Those all have healthy and unhealthy aspects to them. And that's why we actually base our education in what we label the 10 signs of an unhealthy and a healthy relationship. And no matter what type of relationship it is, they can all have those aspects to them. Things like, in an unhealthy one, intensity, possessiveness, betrayal, or manipulation. And then on the flip side, if you want to promote healthy relationships, setting a comfortable pace. Do you really know your brothers after you've been in the chapter for a week and you're going through pledging together? If you think about it, you probably don't even know their middle names yet, or maybe where they're from. You just know that you're in this organization together. These are all pieces that are great in romantic relationships, but when we look at the chapter level, also make up a really healthy, thriving chapter. And then to your point about what this partnership is going to be like over the next few years, this first semester, as we launch into it, we will start by educating as many members who come to the table and say, I want to not only get trained myself, but also educate the people in my chapter. And then our goal is that every Lambda Chi Alpha member will be educated using One Love's curriculum. And then they will feel inspired and empowered to take that to the larger ISD community on, or whatever chapter community it is on their campus, the Panhellenic chapters, to sports organizations, maybe even into local high schools, and educate high school seniors there about this issue. We really see this as starting with the membership and then letting them decide how they want to expand from there.
I love that you said that, because I think this opportunity gives our chapters in turn another opportunity to create some really cool philanthropy events.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are some really cool things that, you know, if they get creative, I mean, we can teach so many people about the signs of a healthy and unhealthy relationship. Like, imagine the impact that this partnership can have.
Yeah. And I even think the self-identification of maybe a relationship you have, or maybe some things you're doing, because I guess, and Annie, we've talked about this before, but no one's perfect. There are some traits of every relationship that maybe are not the best, or things that can be improved upon. And so that's something we need to look at too, is look at ourselves and how are we handling these relationships, and what maybe can we change to make it a more successful, more healthy relationship moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I love the workshop piece of what we're doing, because I think it's kind of that thing where you can go online or you can go in person and you can say, like, okay, if I'm alone, you know, watching online, you can kind of think to yourself, write down, these are the exact people that I need to mend this relationship with in this way. And like, that's such a personal thing. But I love that we have the opportunity to sort of have that individual experience, but we also get the chance to sort of give it a holistic meaning with our whole membership.
Yeah. And Annie, I guess a question for you would be, is how do you think this would come across? Maybe having males facilitate some of these workshops that One Love has. I think there's a stigma out there that males are usually the aggressor, which I would say is not always the case. But I guess, what is your thought process on that?
Statistically speaking, we know that 1 in 3 women, 1 in 4 men, and 1 in 2 transgender, gender nonconforming folks will experience an abusive relationship in their lifetime. Those are incredibly high numbers. And to me, that sounds much more like a public health epidemic that should not be siloed as a women's issue than a women's issue. And so when we have men who are coming to the table and being facilitators on a topic that has traditionally been relegated to the women's space, that is powerful. And going back to the 10 signs of an unhealthy relationship that we talk about, those show up in all types of relationships. And so, again, having men talk about their own dynamics between one another as it pertains to these 10 signs, to me, just makes a lot of sense. And like you said earlier, not only have most of us experienced, I would actually say 100% of us have experienced some of these 10 signs, if not all of them at some mm-hmm. point, of an unhealthy relationship, but we've also done those before. I can think of situations where I have guilted someone into going to happy hour with me after work. For sure. And does that make me a bad person? Does it make it an abusive situation? Absolutely not. But for me, I should be reflecting on the intent behind the words I'm saying, the actions I'm doing, and trying to pivot toward doing that in a healthier way. And for all of us, we have this opportunity to love better. That's one of our latest campaigns, the idea that we can all reflect on the health of our relationship and incorporate more and more healthy behaviors as opposed to unhealthy ones as we learn about this and see how it is relevant to our daily lives.
Mm-hmm. Just a thought, when you were talking about abuse and how it's not like a women's issue, it's like an everyone issue. It's something that, like, I have watched my friends who are girls, Greek and non-Greek, mm-hmm. by the way, like say things to their boyfriend or talk about their boyfriend in ways where I'm like, that's not just mean. Like that was that was abusive.
It was cruel.
It was it's like you would never say that about me and I'm your friend. So like where's the disconnect? Where's the difference? Mm-hmm. And it just reminded me of that, of like, it doesn't matter if you're Greek or non-Greek, you know about One Love, don't know about One Love. Like abuse and being cruel is like, it's not okay.
Yeah.
In any relationship.
And I can at least speak for Liam Dekai, but I imagine it'll encompass One Love. But I think the foundation of what we're trying to do is just make people better people, right? Like that's really what we're trying to do, is we're trying to show people like this behavior is not okay. Whether you knew it or not, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about how can we make you a better person? And I may go off on a quick tangent, so I apologize ahead of time. But
we're ready.
Okay, good. I'm happy. the one good thing with this partnership is, from my own experience, from people that I've talked to, this is not everybody, but men are not raised to be show love, right? Raised to be a macho kind of characteristic. And we've talked about this before on our Toxic Masculinity podcast, but men are not really raised to talk about your feelings and do all of these things. And so what this partnership is doing, and what Liam Dekai is trying to do, is show men, and that you can have open, caring, loving relationships. Like every time I text a friend that I haven't talked to in a while, like I say, you know what? I just texted one right before this podcast started from high school. I said, hey, man, was thinking about you today. Want to let you know that I'm thinking about you. Love you. Hope everything's going well. Right. Like just some sign of affection, because I do care about these people and I do love them. And so like, why would I hold those pieces of information back?
I love that.
That totally reminds me, you know, with the recent passing of Kobe, people are saying like, oh my gosh, like tell people you love them. But like, shouldn't we be pushing that message all the time?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we always be telling people we love them?
Yeah. It shouldn't take a tragedy for people to realize that you should tell somebody that you care about, I love you. Like I understand why it happens and I get it, but it shouldn't be the catalyst to cause people to do it.
Yeah. It's a sad way. It's a sad reason for us to say I love you. Mm-hmm. And I think there are more, you know, we can totally get into this, but like if you're having trouble saying I love you, that's a different thing. Like that's a whole different thing, and we can work through it.
And I don't know any if this would be a good topic to talk about, but I think that's a great thing to talk about. Like people who are struggling with saying I love you or showing affection, like why does that happen?
I think that what you said earlier is a big part of that. The behaviors that we see around us all the time in pop culture, TV shows, movies, and music tell people, and men especially, that they should push down a lot of those feelings or only act out in anger. And there aren't spaces that are created for people to have open, honest conversations in a way that doesn't make them feel attacked. Sometimes I think a lot of programs that are about either sexual assault or unhealthy relationships, violence, tend to tell men especially what not to do, instead of saying, this is maybe something that you've also experienced, some of these unhealthy behaviors, and let's give you a space to talk about this, and then also teach what a healthy relationship looks like. Have you told someone lately that you love them? And then in your small group, actually say, if not, why? What made you feel like you couldn't do that? This space, and I think this partnership, is going to open up conversations like that within the Liam Dekai membership. And I hope that we'll see a lot more people feeling comfortable saying, hey, man, I love you.
Yeah. And it just made me think about, too, is that I think people have a different definition of what the word love means, where I think they take it in more of a relationship sexual standpoint than what it really is. And it's one of those where it's a sign of endearment. It's to tell somebody that, you know what, out of the whatever billion trillion people on this planet, I love you, right? Like you're showing that there's a special connection or a bond between you and another person. And that's really what it should mean. Mm-hmm. And I think that men specifically take it in a different connotation of like, oh, well, that shows a sign of weakness or things along those lines, which I just think is such an invalid thought. Mm-hmm. But I don't blame them, because I think it's more of a nurture thing than it is a nature thing.
Yeah. It takes me back to, like, you know, growing up, I always thought I wanted to be with, like, the big macho man, like, had no emotions type of a thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm really now realizing that having a man that has that kind of strength, whether they're my friend or relation, whatever it is, whatever the relationship is.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it takes a lot of strength to be vulnerable.
It does. It
takes a lot of, especially with you, Mike. I mean, you really laid it all out there on our podcast a couple weeks ago. And if you haven't listened to Mike's mental health podcast, you totally should.
Shameless plug.
But, like, that takes so much more strength than going to the gym and lifting weights.
It's difficult. It really is. And I guess, Annie, what do you see from these trainings about people coming out of the trainings? Is there more of a positive change, or what comes of these trainings?
I would say one of the biggest thing that comes out of these trainings and workshops that One Love does is people feeling empowered to talk to their friends. We've all seen these unhealthy things around us, but sometimes it feels like, oh, is that really my business to step in? Or I want to say something, but I'm just not sure what to say to a friend who might be in a situation that feels a little bit off. But what comes out of this is having permission to trust your gut. Because if your gut feels like it's off, it's probably off. It at least warrants a conversation about what's happening. And these workshops are an opportunity to say, listen to that. And here are one-liners that you can keep in your back pocket to say to a friend that you might be worried about. Even if it's as simple as, Mike, you seem really stressed out lately. How are things going? Using those open-ended, non-judgmental questions that are coming from a genuine place of support can make a huge difference, and not have someone immediately get defensive and say, oh, I'm fine. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Nothing's wrong in my relationship. But rather, how am I doing? You're focusing on how that person's feeling and then asking them to share that with you in a non-judgmental way. And that's powerful, and what we hope comes out of these workshops.
Definitely. And just a quick comparison, just so everyone kind of sees what we're trying to do here at the Office of Administration, is JED Foundation is about healthy mind, healthy body. One Love is about healthy relationship building, healthy friendships, things like that. And so we're trying to have this all-encompassing circle of how to make a healthy person now, right? Like, we're not just talking about mind. We're not just talking about relationship. We're trying to do both at the same time. And so that, I think what Annie said is just such a good point of people are coming out of these workshops and really looking at what the next step is, and how do they make adjustments and move forward? Because I do believe that people can change, and it just takes maybe some nudging sometimes mm-hmm. to get to that point.
Yeah. The One Love is kind of the outward expression of it. Mm-hmm. And JED is more the inward, what you can do for yourself.
Yeah. And those open-ended questions, and that's what brought me up to the JED thing, is those open-ended questions, I think, apply to both internal and external conversations. And there's been times I'll ask somebody, hey man, how's it going? What's going on? And they stutter, and I'm like, you don't have to tell me. I just want to know if you're okay, right? Like, if you need anything, I'm here for you. And so you can handle that conversation where you don't force them to tell you what's going on. Just let them know that there is an ear for them if they mm-hmm. need to talk to somebody. You are there for them.
Yeah. Piggybacking on that, asking it in a way that's genuine. It's not in passing, like, hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Like, if you don't care, don't ask. I mean, you should always care, but it's the difference in, like, stopping in someone's office and mm-hmm. saying, like, hey, how are you doing? Like, just want to know how your weekend went.
Yeah.
Or like, I guess that's just what I'm trying to say. Like, say it in a way that they know that you're willing to listen if they need it.
Yeah.
And it's all about planting those seeds. Like what you said about asking someone how they're doing. And then if they stutter, moving into, hey, you don't have to tell me right now, but I just want you to know I'm here for you. That's planting a seed. And the more people that are planting the seeds and seeing when things are off that they should start a conversation, the more that person is going to reflect internally on, how am I doing? Is my gut telling me that something feels off in a relationship, or maybe with my mental health, whatever it might be? Planting those seeds, even if they don't say something in the moment, it's probably what they're thinking about when they're going to sleep at night. And it will hopefully move them to the counseling center on their campus mm-hmm. and talk to someone for the first time about an issue that they're facing.
Definitely. Yeah. And so I just, this thought keeps rolling in my head, and it's talking about people who may be in a relationship that is not healthy or something along those lines. From my experience and things that I've gone through with other people, sometimes people don't realize that they're in an unhealthy relationship. And then when you tell them, they get very defensive or they kind of blow it off of like, no, that's just how he is or that's how they are. What are your thoughts on that?
It goes back to the way you broach the subject. Again, we always say to label behaviors instead of people. So if I'm worried about your relationship, why would I bring up your partner and start mm-hmm. talking about them instead of talking about you, the person in front of me that I care about? So if I say, I see what they're doing to you and I really don't like it, I don't get it, why don't you get it, break up with them? You're right. You're automatically going to get defensive. Mm-hmm. But if instead I say, you know, I've noticed that you seem to feel a little not great, or I've seen your face kind of twitch when this person does X, Y, Z, how are you feeling in that moment? Like, how are things going? The conversation goes in a much different direction. From one of our educational pieces that we'll be rolling out with Lambda Chi called Escalation, there's a scene where this person's partner shows up unexpectedly at her house. And the conversation that she has with her mom later, the mom says, I think you would think it would be weird if I drove all the way to campus answering my text messages. She never says this person's partner's name. She never says anything bad about them. She just says, I noticed this. How does it make you feel? And I think we can all bring that same type of conversation lens into conversations with our friends, chapter brothers, whomever it is.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for kind of giving us a little sneak peek of what we're going to, you know, get to see. Can you kind of give us some more detail on the different trainings and workshops that we should be expecting?
Yes. So the two shops that we'll be rolling out with Lambda Chi both this semester and in the coming school year are called the Escalation Workshop and the Behind the Post Workshop. Escalation is a 40-minute film. It follows a fictional college-age couple through the exciting start of their relationship as it becomes increasingly unhealthy and abusive. And then afterwards, that's one of the workshops will train Lambda Chi members to facilitate themselves, no matter where they are, in about a 45-minute discussion. And then Behind the Post is all about how social media impacts the way we perceive the relationships around us. We probably all spent time scrolling on Instagram or Facebook or whatever social media and thinking, that person's life is perfect. Mm-hmm. Their relationship is perfect. You've seen the comments, y'all are relationship goals, or mom and dad or something like that. And this is an opportunity to see a relationship from both the social media perspective, but then the scenes continue and you get a glimpse into what's happening, quote unquote, behind the post. It's not all glamorous. It's not great. It's actually an unhealthy, again, increasingly abusive relationship. And then people sit around, dissect it with one another and figure out ways to change the way that we're looking at social media, which we look at all the time.
Yeah, I know, you know, I work in social media here at Lambda Chi, and it's always funny that I get home and I like do not want to get on social media just because I don't want to spend my whole life on my phone. I think social media is the most amazing thing ever. I think it has created jobs. It does like huge part of marketing, but I completely agree. Like, you really have to watch like the kind of things you're viewing and who you follow, like that kind of mm-hmm. a thing. And so I'm really excited about that one.
Definitely. And I'll jump on Escalation in a minute, but Behind the Post, I think, is very important for people to see and talk about because it's so easy to stage a photo of 1 second of someone's life and what they're doing in that moment, whether they're actually doing it or they're making it look like they've done it. And so I think social media is very misconceiving on what is actually happening, quote unquote, behind the post. Yeah. And so I think it's a very important training for people to start realizing, because then you start getting into the conversations about bullying and all of those things as well that could also come from social media. Yeah. Overall.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, you also bring up like the editing your photos.
Mm-hmm.
And like that is just a huge thing. I mean, you have 12, 13 year old girls editing what they look like because they want to look like someone else. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, this is for our men of Lambda Chi, but just on a personal, you know, note, that's what I'm
men seeing men us. Are just as bad about those things as women are. So I think the misconception is that men don't spend much time on social media, but I can tell you, as I walk through our office here, just at the office of administration, and seeing the amount of people who scroll through social media on a daily basis, I think it's a very, very common thing across the board.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm just speaking from like
sure.
what, like in my personal
Definitely.
Life, but no, you're completely right.
It's okay to post whatever, you know, photo you want to get that positive affirmation from people in your social network. And one of the things we talk about is, well, what's the follow-up in real life look like? And when you see someone's post that looks awesome, of course, double tap it, give them that affirmation, but then follow up with, you seem really happy. Tell me more about your new relationship. Mm-hmm. Tell me more about this new person that you're seeing. So the person has an opportunity to say whether things are going really well, like that photo would suggest, or if maybe they're actually not totally into the relationship and have needed an outlet to talk about it, they know you're interested in hearing more than just, yes, it is only what it seems like on Instagram.
Definitely, definitely. And so escalation, it's something that we as a team at the Office of Administration will be going through here shortly, watching that 45-minute video and then doing that discussion. And I think from the clips that I've seen, it's such an empowering video. Because it really does portray what a relationship looks like at the start and how it you just start seeing this natural progression of people get comfortable in the relationship and then things start changing. And it really does capture that overall vision of what could happen in a relationship and how it progresses to become more unhealthy. And so I'm so happy that we get to go through that experience as a team to really start conveying that message to our men and show them like this is a meaningful experience. This is something that we feel so great about that we want to share it with you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the story of how One Love started is a great example of mm-hmm. like, sometimes you don't know the signs of when something has gone bad with your friend or with yourself. You know what I'm saying? So being able to have this resource to look back on over and over again is going to be, like you said, so empowering. It's going to be a great way for people to sort of continue to have this narrative in their head of mm-hmm. like, here's what I need to know about this relationship I'm going forward in, whether it's a friendship or whatever it mm-hmm. is. But like, these are the 10 steps I need to know to have yep. a healthy or unhealthy relationship.
Yeah.
I would completely agree with that. I think this is a natural partnership for that reason. Mm-hmm. And I love that Lambda Chi is so focused on empowering your membership. I think that speaks volumes about who you all are as a national organization, wanting your men to have these really vulnerable, open, honest conversations with one another. And I think it will inspire other men on campuses with Lambda Chi chapters to also be that vulnerable and open with one another.
Yeah. And we're really going by the mantra grow, serve, lead here at the Office of Administration. We're teaching our men to grow how to serve their community and provide a service to people in their lives. And then how to lead, how to become leaders and take a charge and a stance and move forward with it. So I think all of these things together are really getting us to that point. The one thing I don't think we've really touched on yet, and we kind of danced around it a few times and mentioned it, but it's bystanders. I think that's something that with the One Love partnership and talking about relationships, sometimes when you're in the mix and you're in this relationship, you may not see these external signs that everyone else are very keen on. And so being that bystander is something that I think is so important to empower them to stand up and address what's happening and be able to have that tough conversation in the correct way to make sure that the message is being conveyed properly. And so, like we said earlier, they're not getting defensive.
So kind of on the note of teaching our men how to be good at seeing these signs. How can our men kind of get started on utilizing all these opportunities that One Love is going to be giving us?
Once we launch this partnership this spring, they will have the opportunity to go through a One Love training. We are very excited about the launch of our learning management system, where people 24/7 can walk through a One Love training at their own pace and on their own time, to then by the end of it, be a trained facilitator. You get to download a fun certificate that has your name on it. And we've had fraternity men in the past hang it up in their chapters, because the chapter houses, because they're really excited. This shows that we're doing something to contribute to a culture that supports healthy relationships. I think that's awesome. Put it on your chapter refrigerator, wherever you want it to be. We are empowering this front line of defense, if you will, that are friends. If I think about the first person I'm going to talk to about my relationship, it's probably someone I'm around all the time. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, when I was in college, my sorority sisters, I still text the chapter consultants from my team working at Sigma Kappa all the time about my friendships, relationships, whatever it is. And we want the same thing to happen in Lambda Chi chapters, where they know if I talk to my brother, this is going to be a supportive person, and they're, because of One Love, going to have more training on what to say in this situation and what resources are available on our campus and in the community.
Mm-hmm. I love that they can kind of do it at their own pace. Mm-hmm. I love that extra time to reflect, and like there's something that really triggers you or something that makes you think, you can pause and like journal if you need to, mm-hmm. or have a conversation with someone if you need to.
Yeah. And I'm really excited to see how our men utilize the training after the fact, and how will they go about helping others, right? That service and lead component of Grow, Serve, Lead, like what are they going to do? Because I think this is not only just a good program overall, but I think it's a good way to meet new people. It's a good way to go out into the, even just, let's just say just the Greek community. Let's not even look at the bigger picture, but the Greek community. You're making friendships and connections in other sororities, other fraternities. You're showing that there is something that is meaningful about your experience that you want to share with others, that you can share with others, right? Everyone says the ritual is this meaningful experience that everyone goes through that's a member of Lambda Chi, but you can't really share a ritual that is secret with other people. So what other things can we do with your membership to make it that exciting, that meaningful, and that you want to go out and share with people and make them understand what is so important to you? Mm-hmm.
And kind of on the recruitment aspect of all of this, I think it's going to be so amazing to have our men represent One Love in a way of like, when you come join this fraternity, if you're even just thinking about joining this fraternity, we're going to be kind to you, and we're going to create a healthy relationship with you, and we're going to teach you how to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I just love that aspect of it, because I mean, we've said it a million times, but like Lambda Chi is very different from other fraternities. And I think this partnership is a reflection of that.
Definitely. I guess the one other thought that I had, and so let's say our men are doing these trainings, or even we have our men going through these trainings, and maybe there's an activating experience in their life or in the past that is not so great. How do we handle that situation when that pops up?
We want any person who is participating in a One Love workshop to have access to resources on their campus, and as well as the community. We highly recommend actually having an advocate or a counselor in the room, mm-hmm. if they feel comfortable with that. It's a great way to put faces to the names of these campus organizations, like a counseling center or the Title IX office or whatever it is, who may be putting faces to the name of these resources on their campus or even in the community, the local domestic violence center, which sounds so scary, mm-hmm. but could really, if you're just worried about a friend, be the place where you pick up the phone and say, I'm worried about this person. What is a good next step? Mm-hmm. And it isn't such a scary place. And we do require every workshop to have a list, a printed list of those local, state, and national resources. So wonderful. That no matter if someone wants to talk about it in the moment and can be directed there, or is reflecting when they're on their walk home or the next week or in 6 weeks, they do know exactly where they should go if they're worried about their own relationship or a friend.
Definitely. So what haven't we talked about yet? We've talked about a lot of different aspects when it comes to the partnership itself, the training our men will be going through, all of those different things. What have we missed?
The only thing I would add about this partnership with One Love is making Lambda Chi members feel like even if they're starting with doing this at the chapter level, they are part of this massive One Love movement that is on not only college campuses, but also in community-based organizations, in the military, and corporations through HR trainings, and also middle schools and high schools in all 50 states and many countries around the world. And I hope that they feel connected to the larger movement and that their voice is an incredibly important part of that, and that we are so grateful for them being part of it.
Definitely. And I'm just so pleased that we're giving our men the opportunity to make their chapter houses, just the space around them, a safe place for men and women to be, and showing them all of the right things to do. So I'm just very happy about this.
Yeah, this is going to be a real game changer. I can feel it. So Annie, we are so thankful that you were here to kind of speak on it and tell us all about our new partnership.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me to represent One Love. And we are very excited about this partnership also.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, that was a great conversation. Honestly, I think this partnership is just very exciting, and I think I expressed myself during the conversation with Annie that it really does mean a lot to be able to develop a healthy relationship and know the signs on what it means to have an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah, it's going to be really special. I'm excited about kind of getting to see how our men utilize it and what they think about it, and like I said, seeing all the philanthropy events that kind of come from this partnership.
Yeah, I just think the big takeaways for me were those signs of healthy versus unhealthy, knowing that no one's going to be perfect, and there's going to be pieces of every relationship that may fall into that unhealthy category, but it gives you that ability to really identify those and start moving forward to correct those.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, Mike, do you have any announcements for us?
Yeah, definitely. The one thing I want to talk about is Omega Phi. Obviously, it's a new platform that we're switching to. It's going to be part of that Zeta management system that we've been talking a lot about. Please make sure that all chapters and colonies are working to get their men onboarded and registered. If you haven't been reached out to somebody from Omega Phi yet, please email vault@lambdachi.org, and I'll make sure you get directed to the right person.
Awesome. Well, I have one.
All right.
So I just want to encourage everyone to send us photos for our social pages. I always favor the ones that people send me because those are the people that really want to be featured. So you can either email us at media@lambdachi.org, or you can just DM us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, even LinkedIn.
Awesome.
Yeah. Jaren, you got anything?
You know this feel. As always, remember to like and subscribe to the Chop Talk podcast on all of your favorite podcast streaming services. I even think we're on iHeartRadio
now. We are.
Which is...
it's a big step.
We're moving up in the world.
They're the largest podcast streaming service in the nation. So
we're doing big things over here at the Office of Administration. So
awesome. Well, on behalf of myself, Lindsay, Jaren, and everyone else here at the Office of Administration, thank you for listening.